All right, so what we learned this week?
I learned.
Yeah, let's say that.
She's alive.
Okay. I say that loosely when I say
no,
real.
No. I don't this know if she's real.
No, I'm just saying.
Because the pussy lips disappeared.
Not right. Loose, tight. You say it right. Tightly.
I'm just saying that like, there's some things that happen that I've never known to be real.
No.
So.
No. I think we have to look. We have to take another step back.
Okay.
I've never known French Reggie
okay.
to be so forthcoming with his relationship.
Yep.
Or anything private.
Yep.
So for him to just so happily put this person out, and I mean immediately go for the pussy.
Right. Because
that word came out quick.
Quick.
That came a fucking and pussy. That came out like immediately in the intro.
We didn't talk about titties.
We didn't talk about it. No foreplay. We went straight to pussy lips and all that kind
of
shit.
None of that.
I'm not so sure that wasn't a plant.
No, it wasn't a plant.
Come on, man.
The only reason why is because I was controlling the conversation.
French Reggie don't even talk about this.
And he was real quick to say, "Want me to call her?" When did he? I mean,
right?
Want me to call her? Because we've asked to call before.
The only reason why I know for sure I had to call her this time was because there's no way y'all would believe me.
But were you going to talk about? We asked to call her about much more mundane shit,
like say premium,
right? Like much more.
Jake Smith just wanted to say premium one time,
right? And it was like no. But
you came out this time, guns a-blazing.
Because those times you guys wanted to call for other intentions. This intention was my intention. I wanted to call for her. You know, that's the difference.
So you set this up before you got here?
Nah.
She didn't know you were calling?
Nah, I told her that I'm going to have to talk about this in the show. And she said, oh, she's
so, yeah, she did know you were going
to
call her.
No, she just knew I was going to talk about this incident.
I'm not buying it. I need to see her more than one time. Like, don't just have her come one time because you may have just paid her for the night.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this show for years, so I'm pretty sure she's going to come on again.
Okay.
Again.
Because that was the first time. I mean, you said we've been doing it for years.
I wanted
the first
to be an honorary host for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, that would be.
So I can get to the bottom of this. Because I was so unprepared. You saw I turned around at first.
Yeah, you were visibly.
I didn't know. I was uncomfortable. I didn't know where to go with this because I've always tried to be the respectful one. While you two assholes have been.
And you saw how he just opened the cage.
He made it even worse.
Right, no, he just left the cage open. Like, he walked out.
He gave Smooth the P word.
Right. And you knew that, like,
but
I don't know.
Smooth didn't have to say pussy lips, though.
No,
well,
but
you said it.
No, but you understood.
I can say it.
You're right. I didn't say it. I don't think I said pussy one time.
This is what you said. This is what I knew you knew. You were like, I don't understand if French Reggie knows what he's doing
right.
And how this is going to go because he's turning them loose.
Right.
I mean, on the pussy.
And then he came out with the pussy first. Right.
It's not that he's just turning us loose. He's turning us loose on the pussy.
And this nigga didn't tell that his girl got a disability with her pussy.
Wow. It has to be a disability.
She didn't know, I mean, it's an ability, right?
But it's not a good ability, so it's a disability.
She might
right?
be able to get a handicap sticker.
She might be a transformer.
Whoa. That's what Jamie Mack said.
Yeah, you and Jamie Mack.
What do you mean, Jamie Mack? What?
You kind of said the same thing.
What did I say?
See, this is where I knew it was going to go. It was going to be impossible to not be respectful anymore. And I was trying to avoid that. So that's when I turned around. I was like, how can I be part of this conversation? If I know already, I know already. I just know, no. There's no way this can go well.
I just don't think my girl.
She was great though.
If it was my girl, I don't know if my girl would have told.
Can I say your girl was great?
You smiled too hard. That felt weird when you said it. You had like that little boy like, mischievous. It was great. Like, he didn't even get a nut.
But J-Man, I don't think I would want motherfuckers to know my girlfriend pussy lips disappeared. My girl, I don't know if I would have shared that. And with everybody on show and then let it.
Well, that's niggas, because you're a liar.
Niggas have free reign.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, I wouldn't.
Is any different
but
with
me.
That?
Well, no, here's my thing. That's the introduction to the show.
Right.
That's why I turned around for so many reasons. I was a ball of frustration and stress. I was like, you know what? We could probably bring her on a different way.
Right.
We don't have to introduce it this way.
My thing was she did great though.
She did.
She did.
She rolled right with it.
Yeah, she took him on the chin.
For every pussy lip that came out of Smooth's mouth.
Yeah. Ha ha ha, giggles.
Giggles.
Maybe she was hysterical. Maybe she cried herself to sleep and after she got off the phone.
And she didn't deny it. None.
It disappeared.
She didn't prepped her.
That's why she had to know.
Most people be like, yeah, I got an affliction.
No, because it was
like
a real thing that happened with us. So she like, we joked about this.
You don't understand how this happens, right. How this works, man. Right. Me and Jimmy Mack have gone through so much hell, especially in the beginning.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
For saying things that were real.
Come on.
They would prefer we say lies.
Right.
When we tell the truth,
right.
They hated it.
Right.
They hate, like, I can't believe you told my fucking business right. on this show.
And I would tell them, I would say, listen, you know, because of the fact that you would prefer that, we could just say that was a lie, right? Right. I mean, no one knows it's really true, right? Right? I mean, yeah. no one knows anything is true in a lie.
I guess.
But she confirmed. She confirmed. Because
again, that shit really happened. That shit really happened. And like I said, we really was like, what the fuck is going on? Like you know, it was
I feel like she knew what the fuck was going on. I think she was just playing along with you.
Mm. I think she's had this problem for a lot of years. This is just something new that she's trying to make it seem like we both saw. We came upon this together.
Because again, we talked about this in reverse. You're like, don't show me all the tricks. Like, you got tricks that I better be the first one this trick happened with, right? Like, you can't tell me that someone else did shut this, you know what I mean, down before.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though. Huh. Not his girl, but just in general.
Not his girl.
In general,
right?
If you could get a girl to do that while you're inside, whoo! That pullout would be explosive.
That's why I was saying, you know, that was my question. Like, did this happen? Like, did he push you out? Like,
your dick goes to another universe. That's the other part. What if your dick just goes to another parallel universe, and that's where that shit stay, and it never comes back?
Oh, you can, yeah.
Like, she got to fish it out when it comes back. Like, I don't want that thing now. It's cut off. And does it cauterize your this part of your dick so that it doesn't, you don't bleed out?
Or you would just have like, to. I mean, again, so that's next level. Like, you know, that's some alien type shit, right? Like, that's otherworldly. And you know what? I think Fridge Reggie would be down with that.
Well, I don't know if he admitted it today, but he didn't say no. When I say if he fell in love with somebody, would he still be down? He didn't say
he
no.
He did not say no.
He didn't say no with his chest. Did he say no at all?
I didn't say no at all.
You never even answered, did you?
I didn't answer the question.
Well, because he's living it right now. Because he
what the fuck, James? I mean, you got something different.
Right.
You have a unique person.
Right. Right. You have something that
nobody else has ever experienced.
Hey, so you like. You haven't experienced it. That's why you want to talk about it, right?
Yeah, that never happened before.
Does it have to happen during sex, or does it happen sometimes, like, just because?
It only happened that one time. So
he doesn't know.
Here's what we got to do. For a weekend, you need to lay her out, keep her uncovered, you know what I'm saying? Make sure her legs have to be spread apart, and just keep a camera on it when you're not watching it, or you just eat your lunch right there, eat your dinner right there. You know what I'm saying? Put her beside the TV so you can always see, and just see if that motherfucker goes away without sex, because it might be just something that happens.
Like Paranormal Activity.
I mean, we had plenty of sex after that, and you know, it happened again.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, maybe it happens once a month. Maybe it happens once a week. Maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what was the moon? What kind of moon was out?
I heard Saturn and Jupiter are
oh yeah,
right.
Last time it happened was 9/11. You read that?
I thought it was 800 years ago.
No, the last time it happened it was 9/11. They had the planes crash into the towers. Oh,
wow. So like it was like a full moon. Like maybe this shit happens on a full moon. Like it's like a werewolf effect or something.
Maybe, I got you. Maybe she's a lichen.
Or like you said, it probably was swollen.
So again, a lichen. That's too basic, bro. We need higher. That's not that. Come on, man. Now Sherlock Holmes? We're trying to figure this shit out. We're trying to piece this.
Hey, man. Now that you know she got a disability, you can either stay or
it's an
enjoy
ability.
It, continue to enjoy it.
It's up to him whether it's a diss or not. Yeah. It's an ability for sure.
Yeah.
If you like the fuck, it might be a disability.
Well, now it's up to everybody.
Were y'all high when you thought it was gone? Because, you know, sober. You smoke some good shit. You know what I'm saying?
It was sober.
Okay.
Yeah, you might have been trying to fuck the wall.
Right.
Yeah. Like, this motherfucker is not no moving.
Good. Thinking like, hey.
I mean, because he did.
What a door open at.
Like, and she was high enough to think she was the wall. She's like, yeah, you're right, it's not moving. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm done with that, though. I wish you guys the best. I would put it out, set it out, and see what happens.
If you ain't got picks, nigga, it ain't happen. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why Mia Smooth just went there all at once, but we need documentation. He said videotape it. I said, if you ain't got pictures, it ain't happen. I'm like, so,
I don't believe it either, but I'm not sold that's his girl. I'm sorry. I'm less sold now that he has a girlfriend.
Oh, that voice definitely didn't look like something like it matched a picture.
So what's the picture for the voice?
I think it didn't seem like they matched. I'm just saying, it just didn't. You know, I was trying to close my eyes and visualize.
What's it look like?
What that didn't match.
What voice did you expect?
So she was born here, though.
Yeah, Rhode Island to be exact.
Okay, because she doesn't sound African.
They got black people in Rhode Island.
That's where most Gay Verdeans are.
Lamar Odom went to college in Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's what's a scholarship though, right? That nigga wasn't born there. Like,
she Haitian, right?
No, she's Cape Verdean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has a good speaking voice though. Nothing like
French.
What I would expect.
So the kids, if y'all ever had kids, make sure they learn from her English.
Word.
They be fucked up, dude. Yeah, failed on that's the
French Reggie's a master's degree student, nigga. You ain't even get through night school, nigga. Don't let him ever talk about your name.
I got busy at work.
Don't even let that nigga over talk you.
You said you got bees at work.
I got busy at work.
Don't let that nigga ever talk over you. This nigga talking about English and graduating and being smart. This nigga didn't even finish night school.
You getting your master's degree?
Tell a nigga put some respect on your name, man.
Yeah, French, you right.
Smooth nose.
Yeah, you right, French. But nigga, I didn't think you was really going to put your girl on.
I had no idea that was coming.
I'm like, this nigga about to put some new chick or somebody he done fuck with, but nigga.
Hey, but I'm going to just say like this. Oh, man. Never mind, I ain't going to say it then.
It might be some, I like that though, French. I like that you did that, because I'm going to tell you something. It might be some female listeners out there who have had their pussy lips to disappear.
We'll see.
And I would love, out there, y'all listening.
I swear to God, this is why I fuck with this nigga, man, because
what you, nigga?
You, because I don't think I was born with a conscience, but be honest, he is like that. He is as close as I have to a conscience. Like, I start talking, and he's like, hey, all right, you're right, because I don't know. You know, I was just going
to
ask questions.
You were about to say something really stupid.
I just got
to
ask questions.
I can tell by how quiet you got before you said it. You had stopped talking for about 10 seconds.
Because I'm thinking.
I was like, don't say it. Don't do it. Is that all? I mean, that's really the tip top of it. So, hey, I hope you guys are having a good Christmas. Honestly.
Merry Christmas,
y'all. I know I don't believe in it, but I hope you, with your fooled self, are enjoying this day.
Hey, thank your blessings. Count your blessings, regardless of what you got going on. I know that everybody can't celebrate. It's not all good for everybody out there. But if you're still breathing, you got something to be thankful for, right? I mean,
unless you're on a ventilator.
Yeah, I mean, but you still got a chance, man. This is it's a chip in the chair, man. That's what, you know, I play poker, man, and you're still in the game, man. As long as you got a chip in a chair.
Yeah, this ain't shit.
If you on a ventilator, my nigga, you still got a chip in a chair.
They were saying the ventilator people die more than, once you get on a ventilator, chance
you
of getting
off. You got breath, man. It's a chip. You got a chip in a chair,
nigga. So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance, my nigga. You got a chance. Chip in a chair, nigga. You good.
Hopefully the Lakers lost today. We'll catch y'all next week.